A crushed Hob flew out of the shadows and splattered on the floor maybe 20 feet away. I don't mean that he was just ragdoll limp. He was crushed, crushed like a beer can, where Tiny's huge fist had simply seized the Hob, squeezed it hard enough to empty it of various internal liquids, and then thrown it away. Light flashed in the shadows, a long streak of sparks, like flint drawn along a long, long strip of steel, and suddenly low, blue flames surrounded the blade of Tiny's sword. They were guttering, barely able to stay alight beneath the falling water, but they cast enough light to let me see what was happening. The Hobbs had gone mad with hate. It had been inevitable, I suppose. The minions of winter and those of summer do not play well with one another, and the denizens of fairy do not behave like human beings. Their natures are far more primal, more immutable. They are what they are. Predators are swift to attack prey that has fallen and is vulnerable. Winter fae hate the champions of summer. The Hobbs were both. Several of them threw themselves at Tiny's head, while the others just started hacking with their crude weapons or biting with their shark-like teeth. Tiny's armor served him well in that mess, defending the most critical areas, and as Hobbs went for his throat, the Gruff started throwing his head back and forth. I thought that it was panic for a second, until he slammed one of his horns into a Hob with such power that it broke the wicked fairy's skull. His sword slewed back and forth in two quick, precise motions, and half a dozen Hobbs fell dead and burning. The others let out shrieks of terror and bounded away, their hatred insufficient to the task of withstanding the fallen Gruff. Tiny rolled to his knees and began to push himself up, and although his expression was contorted with pain, his inhuman eyes swept around until they spotted me. Oh, crap. I didn't wait for him to get up and kill me. I ran. Of all the times to do without my jacket and staff, for crying out loud, what had I been thinking? That I had summer so thoroughly outwitted that I wouldn't need them? That life just hadn't been challenging enough until now? Stupid, Harry, stupid, stupid. I swore that if I lived through this, I'd make up dummy copies of my gear for when I needed Thomas to play stalking horse. The ground started shaking as Tiny took up the chase behind me. My options were limited. To my right was the exterior wall of the building, and I couldn't go outside into the deepening snow. My imagination treated me to a dandy image of me floundering in hip-deep snow, while Tiny, with his far greater height and mass, cruised effortlessly up behind me and beer-canned me. Ahead of me was an empty hallway leading to another wall, and on my left were nothing but rows and rows of storage lockers. I fumbled in my pocket again as I ran through the water sheeting the floor and started trying to get a look at the numbers on the lockers. I spotted the one corresponding to guard's key, and I skidded to a halt on the watery floor. I jammed the key in the lock frantically as Tiny, running with a limp but still running, closed the last dozen yards between us. I had to time it perfectly. I raised my right hand, aimed at the hoof on his wounded leg, and waited for all of his weight to come forward onto it before triggering every energy ring on my right hand, unleashing a rushing column of force that hit him with the power of a speeding car. The Gruff's hoof went out from under him again on the wet floor, and he pitched forward with a roar of frustration. He dropped his blade and reached for me with both hands as he fell. I waited until the last second to jump back, ripping open the door to guard's locker as I went. I could only describe what happened next as a bolt of lightning. It wasn't lightning, not really. Real lightning did not have the raw, savage intensity of this thing. And I realized, with a startled flash of insight, that this energy, whatever it was alive. White, hot power, tinged with flashes of scarlet, streaked out of the locker like 100 hyperkinetic serpents, zigzagging with impossible speed. That living lightning ripped into Tiny, cutting through his crystalline armor as if it had been made of soft wax. It burned and slashed and pounded the flesh beneath in a long line from Tiny's shoulder to his lower leg, letting out a screaming buzz of sound unlike anything I've ever heard before.